starting off his career in the slot, as someone who has played both, is this, for him, is that a gateway to eventually moving outside? Does he learn the feel of the game better, and will that help his transition if they ever move him outside?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think the one thing you want to do in this league is to be versatile and be able to play both. I think it's a good starting point for him. I mean, he has a lot to learn, but I think he's definitely on the right path, and you know, he can make plays. So I think, you know, when you combine all those things, he'll be all right.
It seems like the scheme that he's in, where you guys play, it's been advantageous for him so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's been advantageous for a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of space, a lot of a lot of opportunities to make plays, you know, especially on the inside there. So, but, you know, he's done a great job up to this point.
Jeremy, can you, another good team you guys are playing, is this another chance, like another litmus test to see where you are in this season?
Yeah, I mean, each game is a test, man. You know, it's hard to win in this league. But we know that we're going into a hostile environment, probably, you know, some weather conditions, and then against arguably the best quarterback in the game right now. So, we have to understand that, and we have to go out there and just play our game. I think if we do that, I think, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
What do you see on film from their defense in terms of coverages, what they like to play so far?
You know, like McCoy just said, you know, you take everything that people do on tape, you know, you take it with a grain of salt because they have a tendency to change things when they play us a little bit. You know, more so this year than last year, people are staying true to themselves, but they always got some special package when they play against us. So I know they did a lot of changing around. They moved Clay, stood him up a little bit right there on the inside. So we got to see how they play us.
Is that a good thing when you can take teams out of there? You know, I think Carolina had played a lot of zone, and then they come out and play you guys differently. When you can take them out of their comfort zone, is that an advantage for you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing with how fast we go, teams try to simplify what they do. And I think, you know, one of the ways you do that is just say, hey, you got him, man, and, you know, everybody else, you know, play gap responsibility. So, but like I said, we'll see kind of what they throw at us.
The fact that you guys play, you know, such a fast game and you play with the silent counts and stuff like that, does it help you on the road when you're going to deal with noise?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, each day out here, you know, we got music blasting. Communication is key in this offense, from the signalers to kind of how we do things up front. So I think it's definitely going to help us. I don't think we'll be put into any situation where we won't be able to handle it.
These past 9-10 days, what have you learned about Mark Sanchez that you didn't know
before? Nothing really. You know, I think everything that we thought, I think he's proven. You know, like I said, he's a great quarterback, a guy who's won at this level, at a very high level. So we're excited about him.
What's LeSean's demeanor like behind the scenes after he has a game where maybe things don't go his way?
I mean, obviously, you know, you want to individually, you want to have success, but at the same time, you know, the ultimate goal is to win a football game. And if teams are going to, you know, you get the team ranked in the bottom four and run defense, do something to try to change it up a little bit. Obviously, they put a big emphasis on that throughout the week. Then you get beat other ways, which is what we did. So he understands that. But, yeah, at the same time, I'm pretty sure he wants to get going a little bit. But I think everybody has the same goal. Everybody has the same mindset, and that's to win each and every game and ultimately get to the Super Bowl.
Does the fact that you've won while the running game hasn't been crisp on a regular basis say something about the value of the run game, the way you do offense? I mean, is it necessary that it be explosive? Does it have to be a big part of what you do every Sunday?
Yeah, we like to run the football. You know, I think that's one thing that we do here. I think prior to this past game, I think McCoy, for the first time in his career, had over 80 yards in four straight games or something like that. So, you know, to be able to do that is key. But at the same time, if teams want to take away the deep ball, if teams want to take away the running game, we got to be able to beat them other ways. And I think Monday, we proved that we can do that by working the middle of the field.
Overall, Chip didn't sound very happy with the way the offense played on Monday night. What was your review?
I didn't. It had a weird feel to it, man. Obviously, you know, we beat them. We beat them pretty bad, but it did have kind of a weird feel to it. You know, I think we could have been a lot. I think we could have executed a lot better. But you know, Mark did a great job of you know, staying poised and taking care of the pocket and you know, getting us to a win.
It seemed like they were giving a lot of attention to the outside receivers. The inside was open for Jordan, for Brent. Is that a way you think teams are going to try to play you guys moving forward?
I think teams, you're going to have to play honest, because I think we got guys, like I said, that can beat you, you know, at any position. Obviously, you know, you look down our roster, and you obviously you highlight McCoy. I mean, you have to, and you look at kind of what I've done this year, and you see, you know, kind of the situation I've been put in, and obviously those are things that you pay attention to, but you can't try to focus your whole defensive game plan on one thing, or it's going to get beat another way.
There was a clip of Jordan Matthews yelling at J.J. Watt during the Texans game.
He's going to learn you don't do that. Not to the best defensive player in the league, you know.
Like last week, even after he scored, he was kind of yelling at the Panther sideline. Is that, I mean, what's his personality like on the field? And do you talk to him about
it? It's actually weird because he's actually very, very quiet. So to see him do those type of things kind of shock you a little bit. But that's a little bit of him. But he's going to learn that, you know, you don't rile up other teams like that. You don't do that, so.